Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Each one of those calls was worth $44.
Insane, isn't it?
Every time you dialed that number, whether someone answered or not, it was worth $44.
Yep, plus or minus a little bit, sure.
It's truly dialing for dollars. Hi, this is Michael Sunoff with Michael Sunoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's an interview with a copywriter named Joseph Radcliffe. He's one of our HMA marketing consultants, and when Joseph told me some of the strategies that he's been using over the years to get copywriting clients would work for my HMA marketing consultants, I had to listen. So in this interview, you're going to hear me dissect exactly how Joseph has been able to establish and gain clients for his copywriting business so any of my HMA marketing consultants can use his ideas and use them in his HMA marketing consulting business. We cover a lot of ideas here, and I think you'll be impressed with what Joseph has to say. So get ready and let's get going. Tell me what your name is, where you're located, and how long you've been doing copywriting, and talk about how you got into it from the very beginning.
Well, my name is Joseph Radcliffe, and I've been copywriting offline for a little over 5 years. The reason I got into it and how I got into it are kind of in the same story. The reason I got into it is people would always tell me from when I was managing retail stores and the like that I was a good communicator, that in written form that I was able to persuade people to do things that they normally wouldn't do in other situations.
Were you in management or were you actually selling on the floor?
Both, actually. I've been in sales for over 17 years, but managing in retail stores for a good portion of that as well.
How did you do as a salesman? Let me ask you that.
I was always in the top third, at least.
So that's pretty important. You're in the top in sales, and you're able to transfer that over to your writing and do well with that.
As a matter of fact, that's how I wrote my first few sales letters, by recording a sales presentation of mine and getting certain bits out of it and transferring that to the written word.
Perfect. What kind of sales jobs have you had? What were you doing in sales over the years?
There's a variety of things. I've sold training packages to automotive business owners that were in the thousands of dollars in ticket value. I've sold cars. There's lots of sales experience there. I've sold over the phone. I've sold sales training packages to people who worked in car dealerships. So a lot of in the automotive industry.
Okay, so you stayed a lot within the automotive industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so where did you even consider using your sales skills and transferring them into writing? And were there any mentors that you came across that really kind of condensed what you thought you were good at to really give you some systems on how to do that?
Yeah, when I was selling the training packages to business owners, my boss would always tell me that I have a good way to persuade people in the written form. So I just decided, okay, well, why don't I try to sell something in the written form? And I approached a friend of my boss's who owns a company that was doing a similar thing, except he was selling more of a marketing training package to the same group, an automotive business owner. And I wrote for him. I just wrote a letter for him. I didn't get paid for it or anything. And that letter did pretty well. I mean, it was a direct mail piece. It wasn't online or anything. I didn't start online until recently. But a direct mail piece that pulled like a 23% response or something like that.
Well, that's great. Now, at that time, had you been studying Halbert or any of the copywriting gurus?
Not at that time. It's kind of funny that I hadn't even started studying those guys until recently.
Did you know that what you were doing was even called copywriting?
No, I had no clue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember how many of those letters you mailed?
I think it was in the neighborhood of like 5,000.
what was your instinct as far as the envelope? Were they hand addressed or a label, or how did the envelope look, and how did you set up that letter? What was some of your ideas just instinctually when you mailed that letter?
I just mailed it like a regular, everyday letter. It was a computer-generated label in the center, but the return address was rubber stamps.
Did the responses come back to you or to your friend?
To the business owner, to the guy that was selling the marketing training.
And what was the first indication that you knew you were onto something?
When he called me on the phone, jumping up and down with excitement that I just made him thousands of dollars.
Okay, that's great. So what'd you do after that, copywriting-wise?
Well, after that success, I had just decided to maybe get paid for this on the side. For a while there, I was just writing part-time. You know, I just talked to different business people and wrote flyers or door hangers or anything I could get my hands on here in the local area.
How did that go?
Well, I wrote for a couple of painters in a painting company, and they had their flyer that they would hang on doors in the neighborhood here, and I rewrote that flyer for them and doubled their business.
So let's talk about, and we want to get into how we're going to take some of your ideas with copywriting and how you were able to get clients to rework their flyers and to do copywriting and relate it to how this is a great in for the HMA marketing consultants, where if they could use your techniques in getting some small writing jobs for potential clients, it could open up the door for project work using the HMA system. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely they can. It's a good in. It's also a good back-end service if they're getting clients as a consultant first, and then they want a back-end product that they could offer during their steps that they're offering. It also works on the other side, too.
So let's take this example with this door hanger that was probably on your door for the painter. You saw that, and you had an idea. You probably, everything you look at, you say, well, I could do that better. I can get that guy more sales, more responses. Is that what happened with that situation?
Yeah, that is probably also the first project that I would consider that I knew it was copywriting.
So what did you do? When you saw that flyer, how did you approach that painter? Did you call him on the phone? Did you write him? Did you rewrite it first? You know, tell me the steps, the system that you used to get that guy as a client.
Basically what I did is I rewrote it first because he put it on my door. So I just took it, rewrote it, and compared the two. Compared what he had, compared what I wrote. And I just thought to myself, well, heck, what I wrote is going to get him at least 10% more. I don't think he's going to have a problem.
So you wrote out a description for him, or you were just comparing it yourself first, trying to get an idea of how much better it would do?
Yeah, I just wrote it myself first and compared it myself in my home. I didn't test it or anything. I wasn't into the testing thing back then. So it was just more of an internal gut feeling that I had that what I wrote would do better than what he already had.
Then what did you do?
Well, basically, I just made a phone call, and he answered the phone directly, and I just said, you know, his name was Jim. Jim, I got your flyer on my door, and I'll have to say that I was impressed that you were actually trying to sell your services door-to-door. How is this flyer doing for you? So then he answered the question with, well, it does okay, you know, we get good flow of business. And I said, I rewrote the piece. Would you be willing to test mine against yours and see if you get some more business? And if you do, would you mind giving me a percentage of the extra business that it would get you?
What did he say?
And he said, heck yeah, I'm always open for new opportunities.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. After he said, heck yeah, did he ask you, well, how much of a percent are we talking about?
Honestly, he didn't really ask. We actually came to the percentage afterwards.
Right, so what did you do after that phone call? Did you set a meeting with him?
I faxed him over a copy of what I wrote for him, and he put it on his colored paper and just had the high schoolers go door-to-door with it immediately afterwards, and his business doubled. He normally made about $3,800-something a month in painting work, and the first month that he mailed mine out, he did something like 79 or 8100 or something like that. I can't remember now, but it basically elated him.
Were you able to get paid?
Oh, yeah. He was more than happy to give me a third of the doubling of business, so I basically made $1,500 or somewhere around that neighborhood.
Did you worry about him just taking your piece and stealing it? I mean, do you do that today, or do you protect your intellectual property somehow before you reveal it to the client?
I absolutely do now.
Back then you didn't?
Back then it was more about getting the work first.
All right, so this guy ended up being honest.
Yeah, yeah.
So how many checks did he cut you just for that?
The first one was, you know, I got 33% of the doubled business, and he's still writing me 10%.
Has this been going on for years?
Yep.
With that same flyer?
Same flyer.
Ballpark. How much have you made just off that one flyer?
Oh, dude.
Thousands?
Honestly, that one, you know, they say to track everything that you do. That's the one thing I haven't tracked.
But this guy was an honest guy. Now, would you say all your clients are going to be as honest as this guy was?
No. And I've been taken advantage of.
Tell me a story how you got taken advantage.
Well, that was the next project, actually.
Start from the beginning. How did you get the next project?
The next project was a chiropractor. After the painter, I quit my job that I was working selling the training packages and stuff.
Because you were so excited that there's money in this copywriting and you had a great success and you were pumped.
Now I'm ready to go. And I knew I could sell, and I'm used to making cold calls and all that, so it was, I can do this, no problem. So I went to a chiropractor, and I just walked into the office, didn't make an appointment or anything, and I asked to see the chiropractor and started talking to him about the way he was marketing himself, and I found out that he was doing a newsletter mailed out every month to the people that requested it. And I started covering his newsletter and stuff, and I identified a few areas where he could actually sell his services again in the newsletter as a means of getting more business out of the repeat contact, you know, like by offering a referral bonus for people who are reading the newsletters, or by just offering coupons and stuff, come into your next visit, you know, those kinds of things. And he agreed to have me write his newsletter for him.
Okay, so you negotiated a deal?
Yes, same thing as with Painter. I would get 30% of any additional immediate business that it would generate and 10% of any business from that point forward, and he agreed to it.
Okay, so how much work did you put into that newsletter?
Basically, the way we structured it was that I would write 12 issues so that he could take those issues and he wouldn't have to write anymore after that, so that he could just use those same 12 issues for new clients, because that's basically the way the newsletter was distributed, was take a new client, start them on 12 issues, and then after that, he would do a different type of follow-up with his clients after the newsletter. But I wasn't a marketing consultant back then, or I would have told him to keep doing different things. But anyway, I wrote the 12 issues completely. This is, we're talking a two-page front and back, probably, I want to say about 1,500 words or so, each issue. And I wrote them, handed them to him, and he started using them, because I had put myself on the mailing list, you know, to make sure that he was sending them out.
And was he sending them out?
And I got copy after copy, so I went back to him about a month later to check up on a sale, you know, to check up on his revenue.
Did you have any kind of agreement with him in writing?
Yes, it was just a simple one-page, I write these for you, and the percentages and all that was laid out.
Did it say you have an opportunity to look at his books?
Yes.
Did you set a benchmark for what his current sales were?
Yes. We established a baseline and agreed that anything above this baseline, which I factored in because he used the excuse of, well, I can do some things that would generate additional business anyway. So I said, okay, well, then let's just add 10% to what you're doing right now. Use that as a baseline, and anything above that baseline, we'll assume that that's my newsletter doing the work.
And he agreed to that?
He agreed to that.
Okay.
So it was a simple one-page thing, just bulleted list of what we agreed to. He signed it, I signed it. We both have copies. And that first month, I went back to look at the books, so to speak, and found that he generated an increase in sales of 22%.
Did he open up the books to you?
Yeah.
Did he say, Joseph, this thing's doing great, we've got an increase of 22%?
That's right. He tried a couple of excuses. He tried to say, well, I just did this too, and I said, well, our agreement was anything above this baseline, we're going to assume that my letter was doing it, and after looking deep, we established that a few clients were referrals based off of what I wrote in the newsletter, and a few clients were using the coupon.
Off your newsletter.
Off the newsletter, right.
So you knew those were from you.
That's measurable. At least those increases were as a result of what I wrote for him.
Okay. And then what happened?
And so he said, okay, well, we've got this amount here, and I'll just cut you a check for our agreed-upon amount, and you can come in next week and pick that up. And we agreed on a day, and I come back in to pick up my check, and he's not there.
Okay.
Not that he's out of business, but he just wasn't there, right? He's doing conference or something like that. So I'm a pretty nice guy, and I learned from this experience, and I come back in the following week, and he's not there again, conveniently. And so I decided to stop making the visits, and I started phone call once a day to get my money. And then
how much did he owe you at that time?
It was in the neighborhood of like $2,100 or something, somewhere in that vicinity. So I'm still trying to collect.
Did you ever get him on the phone?
I got him on the phone one time, and he knew he was doing something wrong. I think he was having some financial troubles or something, maybe with other debts or something like that. That's the impression I got anyway. And he just flat out said, I can't afford to pay you. Don't write anything more for me, and I wasn't going to anyway, but I flat can't afford to pay you. I can't pay you monthly. I can't do anything. And I said, okay. And I hung up, and I talked to an attorney, and it went from there.
So what's the lesson you learned from that mistake?
To make sure that I don't release until I get payment up front.
Okay. Do you ask for 50% or all of it?
Well, right now what I do is ask for a flat fee up front. Or from that point forward, actually, with flat fee up front and then a percentage of royalties agreed upon from that point forward.
All right, so since then, have you had potential clients where you've asked for that flat fee and then the percentage and it's gone smoothly, or it's shown you that that prospect just wasn't qualified because they weren't paying the flat fee?
That's exactly what it was the qualifier. You know, if they can't pay the flat fee up front, it's going to be a problem client, probably.
So how do you charge your flat fee compared to your percentage?
It depends on the type of project. Like, for instance, on a newsletter, now I charge a lot more than I used to. But current day, I charge a flat fee of $2,500 for a newsletter series.
That's 12 newsletters?
Yeah, 12 newsletters. This does assume a few things, yeah. Like, it's going to be 12 newsletters. It's going to be printed newsletters. Autoresponder messages are an entirely different fee structure, but for a printed, two-sided, standard type of newsletter, 12 issues, it's $2,500 fee up front, and then if it's going to generate sales, you know, if it's not just a contact newsletter with information, then we agree upon a royalty percentage from that structure. But there's other things now that I do with the business. I more package my services so that it has a greater impact on the client. So my agreement may not just include a newsletter. I may also package that with online sales, with all sorts of other things. So my project could be, you know, 10 grand together plus the royalty based on all sorts of things working at the same time.
All right. I want to talk about some specific techniques of now how you get your clients. But first, what attracted you to the HMA stuff? How is the HMA helping your copywriting and consulting business?
That's the key right there, is the AM consulting business. I was approached by a few of my clients. My USP for copywriting was that I offered free consulting with each copywriting project. So if someone paid the, say, 10 grand and then royalties, any consulting that was necessary to help those projects get into place was offered free of charge. So that was kind of a USP of mine that clients were attracted to. And so a couple of my clients just approached me and said, why don't you charge for that stuff? And I said, okay, you know, that sounds reasonable. And so I started offering paid consulting projects to some of the newer clients, just going to consult with them and help with their marketing in general, because over the years I've studied all the marketing gurus, and I've read Claude Hopkins and Schwartz and Ben Pavanga, and I'm a big fanatic in the marketing arena, so I started offering that as a paid service.
How did you charge for that service then?
Well, it's on a fee per project basis, but it didn't have the steps. And that's what attracted me to the HMA system, is that it offered marketing consulting in a series of logical steps for a client, that I could take a client through a process paid for each step of the way and know that the results were going to be there at the other end.
Okay. Have you gone through all the 6 DVD set yet?
I'm on DVD number 4.
Okay. Is it all coming together now for you?
Oh, you don't understand. Thank you for that, by the way.
Great. Okay, so you approached me and you said you may have some ideas that you've learned in your copywriting business of how the HMA consultants can get clients. Let's talk about, since your mistake with copywriting and since you now demand an upfront fee in addition to royalties, do you have a stricter agreement now that protects your intellectual rights? Let's say they pay you upfront fee, you do the work, and then there's a percentage that they owe you. Do you have any kind of agreement where that intellectual property reverts back to you if they don't live up to their agreement, anything like that?
Exactly like that, as a matter of fact.
So you have a more sophisticated agreement now.
Oh, yeah, it's like 3 pages long, pretty deep. Was prepared by an attorney.
Well, basically, what is the deal? They pay you up front, you do the work, and if they're bad, that it reverts back to you. How does that work out?
Well, if it reverts back to me, I mean, there's only so much control you can do. I mean, if someone wants to be a bad client, they can. you're not going to be able to protect everything. But the agreement states that the control reverts back to me. In other words, I own the copyright again to my material. So if they use it and they don't pay me for it, then I can legally pursue action against them. So I can, you know, take them to court, just like if they were violating a copyright law or something.
All right, so what's been some of your most effective strategies and ways of getting clients for your copywriting? And how can those revert for HMA consultants?
Getting consulting clients or getting copywriting clients, you're going to be using exactly the same techniques because copywriting and marketing consulting tie hand in hand. So the first step is to do what 90% of the adults in the United States don't do, and that's get a library card.
Okay.
And the reason I say get a library card is the library has access to a database called Reference USA, and you don't have to spend any money to get your leads at all. You go to the information guy in the library, the reference section person, and they will help you and show you how to gain access to their Reference USA database. And the real snap thing about this is that you can do that from home.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't understand, Reference USA is the same thing as InfoUSA. If you type in InfoUSA.com, they're the largest supplier of leads, you know, I think in the world now. And they sell subscription services to libraries all over the world, and they offer them kind of like a private label called Reference USA, which is the entire database that the libraries pay money for. So members of the library can go in and access that database, and you're able to pull down leads otherwise that you would pay for free.
That's correct.
And now with the internet, you're able to access libraries' databases all through your computer. But you go ahead, tell me the details on that.
Basically, you access this Reference USA database, and then you can do a categorized search for types of businesses, in a zip code, as to what kind of businesses are in a zip code. You can do it by annual sales or a combination of those type things. In other words, you can target a list of businesses to start calling. In other words, this is using like a cold call type of technique, or you can do mailers, which I'll explain in just a second. But when I started using this technique to gain clients, the very first week I did it, we're going to call this our get your first four clients in 5 days. I got four clients in 5 days using this little system that I had created.
All right, tell me how you did. I want specifics.
Sure.
So when you went on there, who were you going after? What kind of data did you download? How many records were you able to get in one shot? Is there a limit on those from the library?
There is no limit as to the number of records you can search at all. And the only limitation that could exist, depending on the geographical area of where you're doing this, some libraries don't pay for number of records to print, but all you have to do is re-log back in. You can print as many records if you wanted to print a call list or something.
So they'll let you print it, but can you download the data onto anything?
The only thing you can't do is download it. You either have to print it or you have to keep it on your screen when you're doing a search.
Okay, got it. So you can't download, but you can print.
Right, you can print lists. You'd either have to do that or keep it on your screen so that you could flip through the results and do that off of the computer screen.
Okay, got it. Who were you looking for?
My first target market was pretty general, actually. I didn't hone it down until later, but the very first week, plan was to make 100 business owner contacts. So what I did is I did a search in my zip code, which is 98374, and then I did businesses doing 500,000 to 1.9 million. I have no idea why I did 1.9 million. I think it was just a random. And so I did 500,000 to 1.9 million in that zip code, and then I stopped. That gave me a huge list because up here there's a lot of small businesses. So I had results of 2,580-something, I think, results. Businesses that were doing 500,000 to 1.9 million in annual sales volume in the zip code of 98374.
Okay, so you printed them out, you went home, and did what?
Well, actually, I did do this from home.
You did this all from home, okay.
I'm sitting in front of my computer doing this right now. For the first week, I was on a really low budget, so I didn't even print. I just kept them on my computer screen. And from sales, I knew I had to make 100 contacts with a business owner and that I would get at least 5 sales out of that. Law of numbers from my sales experience. And so what I did is I established how many calls I was going to do in one day, and I was going to make 20 phone calls in one day, and I was also going to contact 5 business owners live, walking into their businesses, cold you know, cold knocking is what they call that, I think. And I was going to do that per day. I was going to kind of mix up the approaches to people. So that's what I did, is I did 25 contacts per day. I was going to do that for 4 days and schedule all my appointments for the next week. So 20 phone calls.
This is 20 calls, but are you saying you needed to talk to 100 decision makers, or you just need to make 20 calls, and out of the 100 calls, you're going to get 5?
No, not 20 dials, 20 actual contacted the owner.
So how many dials do you think you had to make to get 20?
I probably had to make probably close to 100 dials per day to reach 20 live business owners.
All right, so you were dialing for dollars. You had a lot of phone calls to make.
Yep, I was doing the dialing for dollars. It was low budget. I had no budget at all to do any mailing or any marketing, anything. So I had to just do it off the phone.
All right, it was a good practice.
Oh, it was lovely.
I assume you wrote a script of what you were going to say.
Yeah, actually I did.
All right, so when you dialed, what did you say when a blocker answered the phone or a secretary?
There wasn't a script I had for the gatekeepers. I was pretty quick with them because I wanted to get through to the owners.
So what did you say when you got an owner?
Just basically, hi, is Mike there?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. My name is Joe Ratliff, and I'm a marketing consultant here in town. But I was curious if you would be open to hearing about an idea to help you gain sales in the next coming year.
Sure. What do you got?
Well, I'm a marketing consultant, so what I do is I help business owners refine the marketing that you're already doing. And the way I do that is through a step-by-step process that we'll kind of cover in sort of an interview. Today on the phone is all I want to do is schedule that interview with you. Would you be interested in spending maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops, if we get into questions and answers with me to do that little interview?
Sure. Now, let me ask you, when you were doing it for copywriting, you were modifying it for your copywriting services?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
So for copywriting, this would be the opening script. Hi, is Mike there?
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. My name is Joe Ratliff, and I'm a direct response copywriter in the area here. Do you know what direct response copywriting is?
No, I don't, Joe.
Anything that you write or anything that you have prepared for your business, like brochures, flyers, postcards, anything that you send out to your audience, to your customers, your potential customers.
Okay, yeah, I got that.
Okay. All of that is direct response copywriting. And what I do is I can take your message, refine it, and project it in a way using the way you want to speak to your customers. I can rewrite that for you to generate additional revenue. Does additional revenue interest you at all?
Yeah, of course it does.
Well, sure, right. I mean, we're all business owners. We're in this for making money and increasing customer satisfaction. So what I would like to do, Michael, is set aside some time probably later in the week or early next week where you and I can sit down and go over the pieces that you're already sending out, if you are at all. And I would like to go over each piece step by step with you and see if we can improve them and gain you some additional revenue. Would you be interested in at least hearing about what I have over there?
Absolutely. We'd love to do it. All right, so tell me, how did that work? You had to make 100 calls. Were you able to get 20 business owners?
Yeah, pretty consistently.
And so that first week, yeah, you made about 400, 500 calls, and you did get your 5. How many appointments did you get out of that?
Out of the 20 business owners or so that I got each day, I've secured 3 appointments for each day. So that was 3 times 5, 15. I think it ended up being 17 appointments in that first week.
Did they all keep their appointment?
No. Out of the 17, I think 13 kept the appointment.
Okay. And then how many did you get work for out of the 13?
That was the 4 paid clients out of the whole deal.
Okay. And how much were those clients worth? Ballpark dollars.
Yeah, in total they were probably worth a good $22,000.
$22,000.
Yep.
And you had no budget at all, so it took you 500 calls and to go through the process to earn $22,000.
Right.
How did you figure out what each call was worth? $22,000 divided by 500. $44. Each one of those calls was worth $44.
Insane, isn't it?
Every time you dial that number, whether someone answered or not, it was worth $44.
Yeah, plus or minus a little bit, sure.
This truly dialing for dollars. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.
Yeah, and the reason why is because I'm really good at portraying value, because I create the atmosphere so that they know that there's value in what's going to happen at the other end. That just happens to be one of my gifts from being a salesperson.
Tell me a little bit about what you learned in setting the appointment, handling expectations before the appointment, going on the appointment and the environment of the appointment, and then closing on the appointment or presenting your value to where they decide they would like to continue on with you.
In setting the appointment, I use a strategy that gives alternate choice for the appointment. In other words, if I got a business owner that said, yeah, I'm interested in that, I'd like to hear what you have to say, I would simply say, okay, does Friday or Monday work better for you? And they would say, Monday. And I would say, okay, Monday, now, are you typically open to appointments in the morning or the afternoon? Morning. Okay, in the morning, more towards like 7 a.m., or are you a late bird and like to go to 10 a.m.? And let's say they said 10 o'clock's good for me. I said, okay, how about 10:15? And the reason I say 10:15 is because that 15 is going to stick in the mind of a business owner a lot more than 10 o'clock. For some reason, I have no clue why, but it works.
Okay.
And I was taught that in my sales experience, and it's worked every time since.
Did you handle any expectations before the appointment? Did you try and qualify before the appointment? Or did you ask for any upfront material before you came to the appointment?
Yeah, right after I ascertained the time, once we got down to time, okay, so 10:15 on Monday, and here's what you're going to need to bring to the appointment. And I just basically said any marketing materials, any brochures, flyers, anything that you have a copy of, bring it to the appointment. Because the more that I can go over, the more value you're going to have for your business in potential at the end of our discussion. They saw the value in that, so they brought a bunch of materials, and then I started qualifying. After we got all the materials and the appointment and time and all that out of the way, I would qualify them. I said, now, would a $10,000 fee scare you off? And that would usually get a shock, you know, like, huh? What are you talking about? Well, would a $10,000 fee, would it scare you if I charged you $10,000 to rewrite any of this? Even if it was just one sales letter or one postcard, would $10,000 scare you off? And I would get the reaction. I want them to say yes.
You want them to say it would?
Yeah, absolutely. What I would ask next is, why would that $10,000 fee scare you off? Well, I think that's way too much to write something. So then I would give them a little bit, a little taste of what we would go over in the meeting. If I could increase your response rate by 10%, this is how much dollars would be worth to you. I'd go into a little taste of what we would cover in the appointment on Monday at 10:15.
So you want them to say yes, it would scare them off.
Yep.
And you would be selling your value then?
Exactly. What I'm doing by just randomly throwing out $10,000 is seeing maybe they have a budget concern beforehand that I can eliminate and or cancel the appointment.
So based on that conversation, you'd either not do it or you would go anyway or what?
Yes, I use no a lot during a pre-qualifying stage. For instance, if they were to say, well, yeah, $10,000 scares me, and I would say, okay, well, tell me why that is. What reasons do you have for that scaring? Well, we're really tight on money right now. You know, we don't have too much money we can devote to this, and I thought maybe I could get you to write something for $100 or something.
What would you say?
I would say, well, you know, I'm sorry. It wouldn't do either of us a good service to have me rewrite a postcard for you for $100. And, of course, that would get the, well, why is that? Because if I write a postcard for you for $100, that lessens the value of my service to you, and also your results are going to far exceed that once you see the value of my services. But if you can't afford my fees up front, then maybe we need to work at a different angle, and then I might go into a marketing consulting type of, you know, might try to help them a little bit, or I'd cancel the appointment, depending on their tone and their attitude during that discussion.
All right, so you use this 10,000 scare off sentence in mostly all your meetings on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. And so then you would go on the appointment, and they would hopefully be pre-qualified. And then how was that experience? Any insight into the actual appointment?
Well, the one thing I didn't do through this process is I didn't hammer down that they were going to be there. So remember I said it was 13 out of 17 or whatever that actually...
Yeah, worked. You didn't confirm it before you came.
I didn't confirm the morning of, right, so that they would be there. So those four weren't actually there. They had ditched the meeting. So I made that mistake.
The four that you ended up getting?
No, the four that did not show up for the appointment in the first place.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I set 17 appointments, only got 13 that actually we went through the whole marketing process. And the four that didn't were because I didn't confirm it, so I just went there assuming someone was going to be there, and guess what? They weren't there.
Okay. All right, so the ones that were there.
The ones that were there, you know, we laid out all their marketing materials and identified which ones would have the greatest impact first, laid those out and showed them certain things about copy, kind of educated them a little bit about copy, but clients really don't want to hear the education part anymore. They've probably even read a book or two from Dan Kennedy or somebody that explains about that anyways.
So you're saying they just want it done for them.
That's exactly right. And so I really focused on the getting it done for them. You know, I'll take this all out of your hands, including graphic design, printing, all of that. Because I have a printer and I have a graphic designer that works with me very closely that I've allied with before going through this process. So that's a key thing, too, is to develop your backup alliances, I call them, the people who are going to support what you do. You have to do that before you get into something like this so that you have that ready to go.
All right, great. How long would your meetings last, usually?
On average, they ended up lasting about an hour, a little past that 30 minutes that I quoted them, but they really didn't mind that it was going past that point because I was actually conveying the value of that time.
Did you feel like that you had to give them references about you and testimonials or anything like that, or had you established your value at the meeting?
I love that question, Michael, because that's one of the key things. The first time someone asks me for references, I try to know my way out of the meeting.
Tell me what that means.
Here's why. If someone's asking for references, typically they're more focused on you proving yourself rather than the results of the marketing that could possibly bring them. So they have their focus in the wrong area. So I'll spend a little bit of time to try to change their focus, their marketing and their results and the possibilities that could exist on that end. If they're concerned about my references, they have their focus in the wrong place. And so typically I'll try to politely end the meeting and just move on.
Just from experience, you know that they're not buyers.
Right. Now, remember, this is kind of in the beginning stages, so I really didn't know too much about what to expect, except that I know that I could deliver results, so really my references didn't matter. If I could write a piece for somebody that made $30 million for them, that wouldn't apply to their individual situation anyway.
At the end of the meeting, tell me specifically how you got the check before you left, or how did you handle the upfront payment and the agreement before you left that meeting?
Well, I brought an agreement with me to the meeting. I have the agreement right there, ready to explain. If they're ready to go at the end of our meeting, I don't really close. That's another kind of key point to bring up. I convey so much value that really the client isn't going to object at that point. And if they do, they're really minor objections, like how does your terms work or something that you can really instantly overcome anyway. So I don't really have a closing process with the clients that do business with me. I'm more of a, here's the value that it can convey. Are you interested or are you not? You know, if you're not interested, then fine. That doesn't hurt my feelings any. As a matter of fact, I'll probably have a beer with you afterwards.
Do you have the agreement filled out with their information before you come to the meeting?
My agreements have blanks. We can just fill it out as we're going along, or if they're interested, they'll start filling it out, or however that works.
You ask for upfront fee?
Yeah, I ask for either credit card or a check.
And then you walk out with that? And
with that in my hand, yep. If I don't walk out with a check in my hand, I'll do some follow-up to make sure that they weren't interested, or if they were interested and they just couldn't pay me right then obviously we'd be handling that at a separate time before I started to do work.
Okay, that's great. What happens now? You've got testimonials built up and you've got case studies.
Yep.
If someone asks you for referrals, do you provide it or do you still try and know your way out?
Well, you know, I'll provide one or two, but I still go back to that knowing my way out.
Yeah.
The movers and shakers, which is my target market, are the guys that really want to improve their businesses, that don't need a whole bunch of education up front. They just know that marketing drives businesses. And here's a good qualifying question for all of the consultants out there, is what business are you in? If they can answer that question correctly, then you know you've got a mover and shaker on the other end of the phone, and that's a client you really want to focus on and focus your time and energy on.
What answer would you be looking for?
I'd be looking for something along the lines of they're in the marketing business of whatever their product is or service is. You know, something that leads me to believe at least they understand that they're not in the business of selling product A to customer product B. I don't really have to hit the phones very much now, because not because of direct mail. Honestly, I do very little direct mail. It's mostly been referral, my referral base. I consistently farm that.
So how do you implement your referral system with your clients? Do you give them expectations before, or do you just ask for them after like everyone else?
Well, actually, I use a really little-known technique. It's before work even starts. During the appointment phase, and when we're at the appointment, we're showing all the marketing pieces and stuff. Towards the end of that conversation, I'll say, you know, I'm a different kind of business person. I'm going to expect that you deliver me 2 referrals after you're impressed with the work that I'm doing for you. Is that acceptable to you?
And you'll get a yes?
9 times out of 10, I'm going to get a yes, or 99 out of 100, sure.
Okay.
And so when they say yes, I'll say, and the reason why is because I'm using proven techniques. So we're not really working with an area of failure here. It's more testing to get the right success for you. So then I'd go into a question about testing. But anyway, that's the referral question. I ask that up front. What that does is that establishes credibility because, you know, I'm confident enough in my process as a consultant and copywriter now to where I know I'm going to deliver them results as long as a few things are in place from the pre-qualification.
After you get those results for them, then you hit them up for the referrals?
Absolutely, and they know they have to deliver them too. So they're more than happy to give me 2 referrals. So I get basically 3 clients on the price of 1. I get the 2 extra ones plus 1. And so far, about 90% of my clients have delivered exactly what I asked.
Now, compare how easy is it getting those warm referrals from happy clients compared to a cold calling client?
It's usually 1 phone call and they're done and they're ready to go.
Yeah, that's great.
Referrals are so much easier to work with. Ever since I've stopped doing that, well, I don't say I stopped. There's been a couple of places here and there where I'll go back to that cold calling same process if I need like a little bit of business to fill a gap or something like that, but very rarely do I go back to that technique. I farm my referral base, which has grown to a degree where if I make 10 phone calls, I could have 5 clients in a week.
Right.
Yes, it's so much easier.
That's great.
Awesome. I have to say that your HMA system, I've presented it now to 3 people using the marketing opportunity analysis and so forth. I've presented it to 3 people, got 1 client who has already referred me 4 people that I'm starting to work with currently using that HMA approach.
That's great. So tell me about the client. Was this an existing copywriting client you had?
No, actually it was a fresh client, and I just approached her as a marketing consultant, not as a copywriter. I use my copywriting now more as a back-end service in addition to consulting so I can write my own copy or whatever.
So what's this client do?
This client is a massage therapist.
She has assets?
Yes, she does have assets. She's actually got a very unique concept around the massage therapy in a mall. So it's actually kind of a unique little atmosphere she creates and so forth.
How'd you package your service with her?
I just straight up approached her marketing opportunity analysis. We identified she needs the core 4, and the core 4 being the USP, integrating the USP, database marketing, and then some joint ventures. And I packaged those 4 up and sold them to her for $8,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, how'd you handle the fee on that? All up front or half up front or what?
I used the you're not married to me, you can do this step by step. So she paid for the first step. We're working on the USP part of that right now.
Oh, that's awesome, Joe.
Yeah, and the rest of it sold. I just told her, you know, don't pay me the $8,000 up front. Pay me each step and let's build this. And when you start seeing the results, then pay me for all the steps you want. Give me tips, whatever. And she laughed, and we're off on the right foot. We haven't even finished the first step, and she's already referred me 4 clients based on the process that she saw, which is the steps in the HMA system. She sees the value and has already sold 1 of the 4 referrals on the step-by-step process, which is really cool. That's part of the reason why I invested in the HMA system is because I saw that opportunity to take somebody from a marketing perspective from step 1, which is the opportunity analysis, and finding out maybe I could sell them some reports or the program by itself or the consulting and do that as a step-by-step process.
That's great. That makes me happy. You got your investment back, and looks like you're going to make some good money with this.
Oh, yeah. It's in the bag.
Awesome. That's great. So are you still doing copywriting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I write for mainly the clients that have generated in the first couple of years. They still come back to me and have me write for them and just as a sheer copywriting project. But mainly now, with any fresh clients, it's the consulting first, copywriting as a part of that. So I'll increase the fees on certain steps, like database marketing. There might be a sales letter in there. There might be postcards or something in there, and I'll increase the fees accordingly in that step to reflect the fact that I'm going to be writing copy.
So what would you tell all those copywriters out there who have studied Masterson stuff, Bob Bly? They're all quote-unquote copywriters like you were. How much value could a marketing consulting system be to these guys? What would you say to them?
That's immense value. You're offering a service that ties your copywriting into their business. See, copywriting by itself is great, and it can produce sales. You know, it's salesmanship in print, as they call it. So by itself, it's a valuable service, but consulting ties it into the business, which allows you to more closely develop a partnership with a business. You're not just the copywriter. Copywriters want bigger fees and all that. Well, then add value to your services so you can demand bigger fees. Value being consulting and the step-by-step process. You get into their USP and find that their USP sucks. Well, then how well is your copywriting going to do if they don't have a USP in the first place?
What's more labor-intensive, copywriting, or do you think implementing the steps?
Labor-intensive is going to be copywriting. Writing is tough. It's tougher than the big courses make it, you know, the Masterson course, the AWAI stuff, all of that portrays it as it's just simple to sit down and write a one-page letter and get millions of dollars a year. It's not that way. It's tough to come up with a headline. I write 400 headlines to get one for a client. 400 headlines. The reason why I do that is because there's little nuances. There's little words that generate a different feeling in a headline. You go after a certain feeling when you're writing a letter for somebody. You know, you're going after emotions. You sell by emotions and then back it up with logic. That's the old tried and true selling thing. All those courses paint copywriting as just this easy thing where you can write a few letters and make 100 and whatever grand a year. It ain't going to happen unless you have time to devote to it. When I was just doing copywriting, I was writing for 10 hours a day. Now that I'm doing the consulting, I work maybe 4 or 5 hours a day. Qualify that, though, I'm an exceptional time manager, so time management falls into that category, too. So if you're a good time manager, you can work this business down to 3 to 5 hours a day and make easy 6 figures.
How much have you invested in your copywriting education, courses, and seminars?
Thousands of dollars.
Did you go to Ben Zavenga's, any of them?
Ben Zavenga, I use his bullets, which is a free thing. I invested in AWAI's 6-figure plus their master's course. There were 2 separate courses plus coaching.
How was that for you?
It shortened the learning curve, and that's the key to anyone considering any large ticket type of thing like coaching or, for instance, the HMA system. Yeah, it's $6,000, but guess what? It's going to shorten your learning curve by more than $6,000. That's sheer statement.
Who are your number one copywriting mentors?
Ryan Healy, H-E-A-L-Y. He's just a good direct response online copywriter. I've talked with him on the phone several times. We're friends. And he got pretty popular pretty quickly as promoting himself as the honest copywriter. So that UST really stuck in the mind.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that. Okay. Is it Brian or Ryan?
Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
Okay.
I mean, I've obviously studied the works of the greats, you know, Ogilvy, Ben Zavenga, Gary Halbert, Kennedy, John Carlton. I've invested in a couple of John Carlton's Marketing Rebel newsletters and all those kinds of things, too. You have to continually educate yourself in marketing because marketing, while the core principles don't change, there are certain techniques that do over time that you have to stay abreast on. In order to do that, you have to keep investing in your education. I make it a point to invest at least $10,000 a year in education in my business.
I think that's a great philosophy. Did you listen to the negotiating recording yet on the HMA University?
The Jim Camp?
Yeah, Jim Camp.
He restructured my opening script if I'm ever doing cold calls.
Was that awesome?
The psychology behind Jim Camp's approach using starting with no, and I don't even know if this is going to work for you or not, so tell me and we won't waste our time. That's beautiful stuff. I wish I would have thought of that when I was doing 500 dials back in the day.
No, no. You got to listen to that one 2 or 3 times because
I'm already on time number 2.
Good job. Hey, Jesse, it's been a great interview. It really has. A lot of value here. I'll clean it up. I'll edit it. I'll put it right under your little description on who you are, and I'll get it up there for all the HMA consultants. I may even stick it up on the copywriting section up on my site.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that.
Great going. I'm real proud of you. I'm real happy that you've gotten some great results with it. It makes me feel good. And keep up the good work. And let's continue to follow your success. And I'd love to document it as you get more clients. If you want to share stories, you know, any insights, I'm willing to record you on it anytime, just like I'm following Flannery and some of the other previous guys.
Once this stuff gets in your blood, it's tough to get it out. Now that I've started consulting for real, I have such passion when I can see the look at business owner's face. I've had a husband and wife team that was operating a small retail store, you know, a little convenience store kind of thing. I helped them out with just some basics before I got the HMA system, and I have a home office. They came to my house.
Really? Crying?
Crying because I made them an extra $35,000 over 6 months. Crying.
That makes a big difference for a retail store like that.
They came to my door. Never had a client come to my door. It kind of had me welling up too, obviously. But
I mean, can you think of anything better? I mean, you're working out of your house. I'm in my house. Are you married with kids? Or are you a single guy?
No, I'm married and I have two boys, 10 and 14.
Okay, I got two boys myself. I got a 7 and 4. You're home with your kids? I mean, what could be better?
Yeah, it's all about value. If it boils down to one concept, it's showing the value to the client. You can charge whatever the heck you want. I've had clients pay me $25,000 just to run through their USP and then do some copywriting that took me maybe total invested time of 15 hours. It's insane.
That's the end of my interview with Joseph. I hope this has given you some ideas and some confidence that you too can get clients for your marketing consulting business or your copywriting business if you choose just by using the techniques described in this interview. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running, earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, his system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like Jay Abraham or broke like Richard, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect in tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the Yellow Pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you can be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools he'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested in the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting an appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over a business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services. And it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year, not uncommon for Richard's students, and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you will make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips8, as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A, and then audioclips with a capital H after clips, .htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this, every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see you can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number one. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own three-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number 2, the 1995 HMA live seminar training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3, the 2005 HMA live seminar training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students pay thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA group training video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours, twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses, and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5. You'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA University, including online audio, email, telephone, backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA University, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6, you'll get my famous Joint Venture Magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, you get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your client. There is no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9, you'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professionally written business reports, including Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, Quick Fix Marketing, One-Shot Turnaround Strategies for 50 Different Companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 top money-making headlines. How to up your profits in a down economy, 114 tips and techniques and tactics to kickstart your cash flow. Yellow Page Success Secrets, how to attract more new business with a riveting ad that captures immediate attention. How to use brochures to grow your business, and more. 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons, and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Boyles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doctor, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers in strategic business contexts, use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services, offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products, package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Voiles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of this super HMA consulting package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects, and so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By that I mean, when you have a question, you get Michael Senoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is is a stupid question. Accept the question. You don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask, and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out. Use all the tools and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step, exactly the way Richard teaches, and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price, with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with this system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. And other popular marketing systems I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000 plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice, to take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six-payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service. And I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure, as an HMA consultant, you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-7851. 2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. Mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/AUDIOCLIPS.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclipsh. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.